This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Some elected officials in the metro area are working on a gun buyback program in response to recent violence at Aurora High Schools. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
In a single week, nine teenagers were shot near two Aurora high schools, and some city council members think the number of firearms in the community is a big part of the problem. So, members are organizing gun buyback events in Aurora and Denver on Saturdays, starting in March of next year. The gun buybacks will allow anyone to drop off a firearm anonymously and receive cash for it. Then, an organization will destroy those guns and turn them into garden tools and jewelry. More details about the buyback program, like dates and locations, will be released in coming weeks. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The annual Sand Creek Healing Run will not be open to the public this week due to tribal elder concerns over COVID. The annual event involves the descendants of Sand Creek Massacre victims running 173 miles from the massacre site in southeastern Colorado to Denver. Monday marks the 157th anniversary of the attack, where U.S. soldiers killed 230 people, including Cheyenne and Arapaho. And the Denver Broncos will require fans at today's game to wear masks while inside all indoor areas of the stadium. The requirement is meant to comply with Denver's new indoor masking ordinance. The rule applies to everyone at the game, regardless of vaccination status. This is CPR.